I do not, Rob. As I told you the other day, I my mom got rid of the HBO account. I think it's because my dad started watching Insecure.
Oh yeah. You told me about that. Yeah.
Like three weeks ago, I talked to my dad, like, it was maybe longer. It was like a couple months ago, somewhere super mid quarantine.
Mm-hmm.
And he's like, "Hey, you ever seen this show Insecure?" And I was like, "Yeah." He's like, "Hey, that show pretty good." And then the next time I talked to my mom, she was like, "Hey, I got rid of the HBO account. We don't need that no more."
Now he's just gonna watch porn. All right,
Dad's fucking. Yeah,
Dad fucked
up the HBO for everybody.
You don't know where to get it without destroying the computer. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know where to get it, but he might click one of them ads and pop up. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Like, we good at, like, navigating, like, we'll Eurostep right by them pop-ups, but he old school. He don't know how to Eurostep. Yeah. You know, that's the travel.
That's fair. And on that note, hello and welcome to the Airbuds Podcast. Wow. Happy podcast to you guys. Happy basketball to everybody else. Mike and Peter are not here. These guys went to Palm Springs without me. I was invited. But this is a end of the season edition of the program. We've got a couple special guests with us right now. I'm going to just introduce them before I even get the little professional business stuff up out front. To my top corner of my Zoom, CJ Toledano, one of Northeast Los Angeles's finest transplant Laker fans. Dude. And to my Southeastern corner, Rob Hayes. Been down with the Lakers since when? My bro?
Since the 9-6, man.
Since Van
people
Exel.
Got hyped about the year. Yeah.
Yes. Yeah,
you know, when rappers get hype about what year it was, that's when I started rooting for the Lakers.
What's that?
No, that's an important note. Rob was just letting us know he's been down with the Lakers since 96, since Eldon Campbell got shipped out.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
What's your thought?
Hold on real quick before
CJ got the warm up that Magic Johnson had on in the garden.
Yeah, what?
They do the close up of Magic Johnson and the
starting at
of
center.
You got that one.
Yeah.
How
much you pay for that warm up? How much you pay for that warm up?
That's the road one.
What?
How much did you pay for that warm up?
This is like $175. My wife's in the next room.
But you gotta find it in your size. Like it'd be doable, but the doable stuff is the stuff that goes first.
I mean, I like that it's like cut like it was back in the day.
Does it got shoulder pads in it?
It depends.
Yeah. You know, no, it doesn't have shoulder pads, but it is thick. Like, you imagine warming up in this and you're like, the game was different back then. This is like a winter jacket.
Niggas is
but
really
it's short sleeve.
Yeah. This is like
that's for perfect for LA winter. Yeah. That's mm-hmm. LA winter gear. You need your forearms exposed.
Come on.
The forearm had a draft.
Okay.
Well, you know the Garden online. Didn't have air conditioning, so it probably didn't have heat either.
Right.
At least in the visitor locker room. You know what I'm saying? They was trying to switch your boys out.
If you want to know more about 70s gymnasiums, follow us
on
Patreon. Patreon / Airbuds Pod.
You know the Garden didn't care. Look at the floor. That's where their team played. Their team played on that floor. That floor was nasty.
I remember like the Jordan stuff too. It's like, yeah, it was crazy. But then do you think the LeBron cramping up was real?
What you mean?
When he was on the heat?
Definitely.
You thought that was real? San Antonio, was that like, yeah. Was LeBron actually not ready?
My power went out during that game, so I missed it.
There
was a storm in Atlanta that night, and the power went out, so I didn't see LeBron cramping up. Damn. I just, like, seen the tweets. Yeah, I mean, I should have watched it during the quarantine. I watched a lot of basketball, old basketball I always wanted to see during the quarantine.
Like what?
Okay, so I wanted to know if Dominique and Jordan ever played against each other, and they played against each other in the first round in 93, so I watched those games. Horrible. No. Blowouts. Waste of time.
Bulls.
But then I watched all the Jordan versus the Bulls Pistons playoff games, and it was like, okay, yeah, they definitely wasn't ready. And then the Jordan rules, and then I watched all that. I watched Bulls versus the Knicks. Saying watch all that.
Those are the best ones, or Pacers. Yeah,
I watched every game where we put up 40 or more. You know what I mean?
No way. In full, or
hey, what the fuck?
Through?
Hold on. Hey, CJ, hey, stop it. No, let's talk about the game tonight. The season just ended. I don't want to hear about fucking hardwood classics right now.
Come on, man. You just asked me what I was watching. I just had to tell you.
No, yeah.
It's a stream of consciousness. We're all having fun. This is a very loose and liberal Zoom. I just wanted to get us back. Man.
Yeah, no, Dwight, let's talk about it. 100%
from three.
Janelle, I missed it. Janelle saw it. I was like too happy.
You said Dwight. I didn't know who it was. I'd never seen Dwight have his dreads tied up like that.
Yeah, no.
I thought it was like Giannis' little brother untied. With a wig on. That was strange. They should have let Deion play with jeans on.
Yeah, no.
Yes or no?
Yes.
Come on, let Deion play with the icy chain on.
I disagree with Choker so much, but
perfectly.
He had a different chain on this game than he did during the Western Conference Finals. It's like, okay, everybody else brought like PJ Tucker brought different shoes for every quarter.
Yeah.
And Deion Waiters brought different chains for every game.
Does anyone know what happened to Deion Waiters?
They just needed him to stay icy. Don't worry about it.
He is
an emergency.
He was there to supply gummies to J.R. Smith. You know what I'm saying? Because they wasn't drug testing in the bubble. So he was the dude. He was really like above the rim. He really was the dope boy that was that on the team. That was him. So it was okay. Yeah. As LeBron James, I can't have it on me, but Deion can have it on him. You know what I'm saying? JaVale McGee, I'd be shacking a fool if I had it on me, but you know what I'm saying? Deion basically holding, the stash.
I mean, that's a great position to be in. That's kind of my dream, is to just be the 13th man.
Come on.
A pound on me.
How much giggling was happening during those Madden nights?
How much what?
Giggling, they were having fun, right? Every night they're gonna miss.
Well,
that.
they strike me as an indica crowd. I think they was in the couch. I think they was just stuck in there.
Leah, LeBron only doing it for medicinal purposes, and that's what Bronny needs to understand is that what I'm saying, this is the 17th season. You know what I mean?
You think it was his dad's stash that he took from?
No, I don't know where Bronny got that from, or why he did it with the cameras in his face. You know what I'm saying?
That's
not cool to snitch on yourself.
That's LA. That's LA young nigga behavior. That's what that is.
Yeah, but he 15. He too young.
Yeah, I agree. I said that I was too young, but everyone is and I hope he doesn't get in trouble, but. It took me to
He in trouble. LeBron was playing the harmonica on Instagram. He in trouble. LeBron went and got a harmonica at the gift shop to calm his nerves down. He in trouble.
Oh man.
Yeah, damn. But does Bronny Bronny's gonna play the clip of him at the Bronny's gonna play the clip of him hitting a J in the at the World Series though, right? That's what happens next.
Got to, because Savannah hit it too. So then you got mom and dad.
Oh, man. Yeah.
That's how LeBron got caught, because he was passing it to Savannah.
Facts.
You know what I'm
Have
saying?
Either of you been caught smoking weed? Have either of you been caught smoking weed by your parents?
They done seen me zooted, but I ain't been caught physically, like, in the act. I've been caught been acting caught, up, but I ain't been caught in the act.
I didn't start until I was 22. Same.
That's strange.
It is.
I started when I was 19. Though. Yeah, I started late, too.
Well, that's because y'all niggas like really paid attention in college and shit, right? Like y'all are like real like learned. Like,
I just didn't know it made everything I already liked better. Like, if someone would have told me that, I would have been like, yes. But I thought it made me go like, whoa. But it made it like really enhanced everything, and that's what I wanted with my movies and video games and food. Like, those are my top three things back then.
I mean, still now. Yo. I mean, only one of those is replaced.
I don't know. I feel like it was just the circumstances. Like, I wasn't really around anybody that smoked for real until my sophomore year of college. But I didn't start watching basketball and smoking until, like, my senior year. I remember I was geek. The last time we won the finals, it was crazy.
Oh, shit, 08? No, that's 10. 2010?
10. We ain't gonna talk about
it. Sure, sure.
But yeah, man.
08 was the highest I ever been. Are you guys repeating?
I don't know. I told you. I don't know. I hope. I think we can.
Yeah, no, we gotta pass Boston. Tying Boston is cool because we've been behind since the 60s, but we gotta pass Boston.
Yeah.
Okay.
I think they do get somebody in the offseason. It's gonna be a name. It's not gonna be huge, but it's gonna fix all the Danny Green misses and the Deion injuries and Avery Bradley's gonna be back. But the Warriors look good and they also have a second pick to fuck around with.
Warriors gonna have to play the Clippers second round.
We get Melo.
Yeah, I could see that.
We get Melo.
That'd be fantastic.
What? Melo should stay in Portland.
Melo and somebody else.
No, because LeBron has a call.
He should, but we get
him. Yeah. I agree.
Melo got to stay in Portland, dog. No, Portland got to get
Because now money. LeBron, it's gotta be... LeBron got them AD.
Got them AD, and also Gary Trent's coming.
My fault.
You think Gary Trent?
Yeah.
Why does everybody want to blow up Portland? Let Portland be.
I know. I think they're just fine. They know they should have been, you know, in the Western Conference Finals. But the fact that they took them two steps back, they'll blow it up to start try something else. Like CJ and Dame are both incredible, but they're cutting in each other's stats a little bit. Kind of redundant.
So why don't Dame just go to? So why don't Dame just go to the Clippers? Why don't Dame just go to the Clippers and end all everybody's shit?
I think Dame is too secure in. I think CJ never talks about it.
Because Dame's a lifetimer. He's not gonna go nowhere. You got to send him somewhere.
I agree with that stance, bro. Fuck it.
We're not talking about the Trailblazers tonight. We talking about the Lakers. Okay. We talking about JaVale McGee. Okay. We talking about Dwight
World
Howard.
Champion.
We talking about J.R. Smith, Kostas Antetokounmpo. You know what I mean?
Why is Alex Caruso shirtless? Why is Alex Caruso shirtless in the postgame? Explain.
They drug tested him when they seen his body. He's superhuman. He yammed in the finals.
I mean, that's fair. I never did that.
Come on, man.
Okay, Caruso can be shirtless.
Wait.
Fine.
Do you guys think that the Lakers would have won it had it been a regular time in this world?
Easy.
Yes.
Easy.
Yeah.
Easy. Miami don't win two games with a Laker crowd.
I mean, I do think it's even Miami. Do you think it's the Bucks because they get to play at home a little bit?
Nah, I think yes, because Tyler Hero and them don't get an extra 4 months in the gym.
those guys who have been in the bubble like a year before playing in college and weird tournaments, like that was their environment. They'll still be incredible and they might get somebody this summer, but like that wasn't foreign territory to those, to Duncan Robinson and Tyler Hero. Duncan Robinson is used to 18 people watching him play in person.
Yeah.
Total comfort zone. I get it. It's just you and like somebody making hot dogs on a Foreman grill. Yeah. I understand that energy very much so.
You know who should get more credit? And it's already happening. Frank Vogel needs to hold this fucking trophy up.
Yeah. Okay. This is for everybody. This is for this is for the whole East. This is for Indiana. All them L's they took. This is for Orlando.
Dude, he was coaching in Orlando a year or 2 years ago.
Come on, man. Dwight won a ring in Orlando.
No, he didn't.
Yes, he did.
Yeah, he did tonight.
The city of Orlando.
My God.
Tonight.
Yeah.
Your mind is blown off.
Did you tweet that? You tweet that?
No, I didn't.
You should tweet it. That shit's crazy.
Yo, should I tweet out? Should I tweet out my Magic Johnson Denny's menu again?
Yes.
The LA favorites menu.
I mean, man, no, it's cool. I hope Jamal, I hope you're enjoying it. I know. I mean, I'm a transplant fan, but it feels like LA could have used something. I mean, even if you're not a Kobe fan, you understand like the fucking impact that was.
Come on, man.
Yeah.
Nipsey had on a Magic Johnson jersey. He was ready to fight.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? The same night that Rondo spit on Chris Paul. Yep. You know
that
what I'm saying?
That was the first game of the LeBron era.
The first game of the LeBron era. Now we don't have Kobe. We don't have Nipsey. You know what I'm saying? But we got playoff Rondo.
He changed his hair every game.
I'm confident, too, if Caruso would have every game that Caruso would start, they would win by 40. If they just did that from now on.
Agreed. I think it should have been him, less Danny Green, less Dwight, and they won by a million.
The Dwight was a very important part of this team, man.
Oh yeah. I even think JaVale was.
KCP, man.
KCP was big. I think he was the most, like, as far as the role player guys, he was the biggest.
Yo, CJ was hating on KCP.
I know I was.
Season started.
I've admitted it.
He was dogging them. He was like, get him out of here.
I would have traded him for a freaking Klondike bar.
Come on, son.
I was in.
Out
CJ,
the rapper?
You got anything yet?
Yeah, I got, dude. Did you see that Nike shirt that I posted?
No.
They did like a new take, and Jamal, you'd like this too. A new like caricature type shirt, you know, where it's everybody. But they did it in a really cool cartoon style.
Yeah, no. Okay.
And then they got
you copped that.
I got that, awesome. And then I got one of those for Megan, and then I also got just that the official one, that and the hat. What'd you get?
I got a hat.
Yeah.
And then Diamond Supply did 30? A little 35. Hoodie.
Ooh.
Yeah, like 39.
Oh. There's another. So look at this. Write this down or remember it. The brand scene, SEEN.com. They made these like late 90s, early 2000s style finals logo, but it says the bubble. The bubble championship 2020, and it's sick.
Yes, I did see. I just seen that hat. Somebody put it in the Slack. Shouts out to the Slack.
What's the Slack?
The gear. You know, we got a little Slack channel. If you
I'll
join the Patreon, everybody's in there. We're just throwing little gear in there and stuff. I was trying to go downtown and check out some bootlegs, but they throwing bicycles at cop cars.
I'm not gonna go.
Yeah, no, I feel like going where the cops is at is not really a part of my culture. So, you know, that's not how I'm going to celebrate, but, you know, more power to them.
Absolutely agreed. Fully understand that position and do agree with it.
Yeah. Where was Issa Rae, though? She the voice of the NBA. And I didn't see her tonight. And I was really, really didn't understand that. All these commercials, what was the whole point if they don't get to meet Issa Rae?
I mean, dog, what if you wanted to quarantine down there?
I'm saying she in all the commercials, she telling you what it means to be a champion, what it means to win, you know. Oh, that is a lot of pressure. You know what I'm saying?
So like, do you think she's faking it?
I'm just saying, where was she? Like, she from LA too, and she wasn't down there. Like, she, you know.
No, I was wondering the same thing. And that Pixar movie, yeah, Soul, with Jamie Foxx, is that a real movie ever coming out? Or
what?
Movies come out?
What that got to do with the bubble? Wait, I'm going to make the connection. Because the bubble happened on the Disney property. So therefore, you know what I'm saying? I know, I got you. All right, yeah, no, it counts.
You gotta count that.
Jimmy Foxx is always there no matter what. He's at an all-star game. He loves the game. Dude, actually, have you guys ever heard about that movie he made with Robert Downey Jr.? It was about a LeBron fan and a Steph Curry fan feuding, and it was about them like going on like a Planes, Trains, and Automobiles trip to an all-star game.
Did that ever come out?
No, because apparently it's so bad and offensive.
That's the movie where Jamie Foxx was playing Stephen A. Smith. Yeah, he called me something else. Yeah, no, I've been waiting on that movie for years.
Yeah, right. Because they went around and promoted it, like while they were shooting it.
Yeah, that's when I was like, "Oh, you know it's good. You know it's good. They already promoted it."
Salute to Jamie Foxx. Come on the pod. One of the best. Cocaine users in Hollywood history, I assume. Jamie Foxx. I think he's top 10 cocaine usage player rating.
You wilding right now, man.
I'm just saying. He's like,
your man plays the piano. He does everything you need him to do. You know what I'm saying?
It works.
Just stand up.
400
comedy,
impressions.
Plays football.
Come on, man. This.
Is that a pencil holder?
Yeah.
Is that a Space Jam mug?
Yeah. Of Michael Jordan's head.
Where did you get that from? Where do you get this from?
eBay.
How much did that run you?
18.
Beautiful.
Listen, eBay, we all know this in this Zoom. You can type in whatever you want and something will come up.
CJ, do you be sniping or you just outright put your top bid?
No, yes, I do snipe a little bit, but also I just go, I'm going to bid this, and if it gets beat, it's not meant to be, because that is how I can
get sniped.
Yeah.
Oh,
sniping
yeah.
is cold-blooded.
They should have never gave me notifications. I'd be coming in, and I'd be like AD in the paint. You know what I'm saying? Like, all you got to do is throw it up. I might just go cop some.
You hit watch this item, and that's like the lob, and then you dunk it 30 seconds, and you know you're hooked up to good internet. And you just go, I'm gonna put $86 with 13 seconds left because I know my internet's fast. And you win.
Sometimes I hit them with the double win
in my life.
Wow.
Sometimes what I do is I'll bid with a couple cents above what their top bid is. Then I'll put my real bid in. Then they feel like, oh, it's multiple people. They trying to get it. You know what I'm saying? But really, it's just me hitting that thing twice.
A double tap?
Yeah. Sometimes I hit them with a double tap. So it's like, whatever you bid, then I put like less than 50 cents more than that. Because I'll be the person that put change in the mix. A lot of people, the change thing is like out on eBay now that it automatically bids for you. But I still keep the change going. So it'd be like, wait, how did this get to 25.72? Like, who did that? That's me. That's me coming through with the 70.
I always think of somebody from Europe. I always think it's like a couple Canadian niggas. It's been Rob Hayes this whole time.
That might be what it's for. It might be for the exchange rate. But I'm in there like, no, I feel like 96, because that's when I started rooting for the Lakers. So it's going to be whatever 96 is the price I'm going to pay.
What do you guys think of
that's
this?
Strange. Why, yo, what is that? You have a Kings?
That,
you have
that,
a Laker
really
color LA Kings?
Oh, wait, now I'm real confused because I thought that was a pre-Gretzky but now I don't know who made
they
that.
They did. This is a bootleg. This is a really good bootleg.
CJ will buy a bootleg. CJ got
Chris, yo, he's the bootleg champion. Got a
jersey.
Because the bootleg is an art. It really is an art. If like, and it's a cheap hobby. It's a cheap hobby.
You know how much real
CJ
stuff
got the
you
thermal from above like, the rim.
I want some bootleg stuff.
I mean,
CJ got CJ got Birdie's razors.
Hold up, it's in my drawer now. But yeah, I mean, there are some silly stuff. Like they got, I have some poorly made Rock'em Jock jerseys for Will Smith that are just so terrible. You put it on and it looks like the Gordon Gartrell shirt from the Cosby Show.
Yeah, oh, I can't wear no Rock'em Jock jersey because I never got to watch it. I've never seen it.
Oh, bro. How old are you? You're I'm a huge fan, aren't you?
Yeah, but I didn't always get to have the remote.
Hmm.
Nah, yeah. Older brother, oldest. So I always was calling that shot. We got the 94. I think I was they got a bunch of them.
We should do an outdoor show.
Like the whole 94
thing. Outdoor show where we project it and we do commentary.
I mean, that sounds like a lot of fun.
Yeah, that sounds like fun. Yeah.
That sounds fun. I'll
get a poster made and find somewhere.
Can Jaleel White really hoop?
Yes. I think he could as good as like any mid-range. Of us. Like he'd be good in the comedy game.
You know who I think used to watch that Jaleel White, like that episode of Family Matters where he made the basketball team?
Who?
AD before the growth spurt.
Yeah.
You know okay, he watched his, it. Yeah. You know he was like, yo, I'm gonna be throwing alleys to Eddie Winslow. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? And he from Chicago?
Yeah, Chicago, nigga. Yeah, yeah. That, this on, all man. Checks out.
He probably met the real Dragons.
That's crazy.
Rob said AD is the first big to win a title in low top.
Come on, man. He put the gold ones on the other day. It was like, all right, you're doing too much. Yeah. You're cooling. People I don't even upset. See the swoosh.
That's crazy.
Them jumps wasn't even made out of shoe material. That was like gold foam. It was like, you ever go to like a WWF event? You remember when Undertaker would fight Yokozuna and then they would come out with the urn and you ever get the foam urn?
Yeah.
At the those were like that material.
Did you guys? Oh, yeah,
you got that from Dusty Rhodes' son.
Oh, yeah, of course, of course.
Was AD wearing black toe Kobe's tonight?
Hey man,
red and black joints or white?
Yeah,
white
they red and black. That's whack. That's a whack thing to do to be like, oh, these are black toe Kobe's. No, they're Kobe's.
But
don't do that. Don't put your Jordan colors on them. Okay,
but they Marty do McFly that shit, wore red white that.
Shoes. They weren't no bread. Marty McFly shoes. Bread Bruins. No.
But those Kobe colors came out after. The Jordans. Those Bruins, Marty McFly.
All Kobe's came out after the Jordans. All of them.
No, but you
the Adidas Kobe 1, Jordan was already chilling at home with big pants on when those came out.
But then it was like they did a little Kobe Wings logo. No, they didn't really do that. But I'm just saying, it looked like them. Rob gets real particular with the mythology.
I don't like so much that goes on with sneakers. It makes me angry.
Okay, will you get the gold toe or the yellow toe questions? But they had three on the back.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't deserve an 8 on the back of my questions.
All right.
Your joints, you got your 4s that you got. Do they have an 8 on them anywhere?
No, there was no number on them. Hold up.
It don't say I and then 8. It say I3. CJ be showing off, man.
Oh, come on, man. He got Tupperware.
Not only is there no Kobe anywhere, I mean, granted, this is the retro, but Iverson is on the bottom. That's how much Kobe and Iverson loved each other and respected each other.
Yeah. Well, when you beat someone in the finals, you can wear their shoes and they can't say nothing.
That's cold-blooded. I wouldn't, if I was with Reebok, that's Iverson, I would say, don't make those for him. What are you doing?
The crazy thing is the distance, because he got those in like 03 was the free agent year, and he beat Iverson in 2001. So it's like 2 years later.
But you guys see the Iverson smoke was the with best AI? Public. No, I'm saving that all the smoke for this week.
Like LeBron 2 years later, he making cupcakes for Halloween with, 31 on them. You know what I mean? Like that's...
Yeah.
I'm so happy he didn't blow this 3-1 lead. That would have destroyed the legacy of 2016. Skip would have always been able to bring up, well, he broke a 3-1 lead and he blew a 3-1 lead, you know?
I honestly think he should
never a doubt. There was never a doubt.
I had doubts.
Why?
I respect Miami. I respect Miami. I respect Pat Riley and his posse.
No, the Lakers were so good.
Yeah.
The Lakers were so good. No, I think it is offensive, but.
To old white.
No, I can say that. I can say that.
Oh yeah, Rob can say that.
Rob can. Rob can say that about Pat Riley.
Yeah. But that's what's crazy is like, what is the relationship between LeBron and Phil Jackson as Lakers?
None. The owner of the team, he's a stepdad of the team. But other than that,
you think he's hearing from him at all?
Nah.
No chance.
Wow.
Maybe a Facebook.
When it's all said and done.
Comment.
When it's all said and done, LeBron would have taken more coaches to the finals than any other superstar.
That's right. Right. Run.
There it is.
We're pro LeBron. Trust me.
100% facts. I'm pro LeBron. I've been through a lot with LeBron. LeBron ruined a decade for me personally. So it's like, it's kind of like a little different. I understand he's the best, but he basically exclusively shadowed my team for like 6+ years. And that was a lot to do. Then he came to Miami. Then he came to Miami.
Your team booked Soulja Boy to be petty.
I mean, come on. Why wouldn't we? Why shouldn't we? What is Jay-Z doing? What is Jay-Z doing dedicating a verse to Deshaun Stevenson? Why is Jay-Z even considering that?
Hey, Deshaun Stevenson is the best player I've ever seen play in the Big Three.
Is he the best?
No way.
Best is Joe Johnson.
Johnson. It's Joe Johnson, then Jamario Moon. Then everyone else is tied for third.
When they came to Brooklyn... Deshaun Stevenson was the best player out there. Whoopi Goldberg had to get up off her seat and clap for Deshaun Stevenson.
What were her seats like there?
Oh, I was way up in the nosebleeds.
That shit should
ain't
be
no
successful.
Nosebleeds at a Big Three though.
Huh?
They should be the next bubble. The Big Three, they should turn the bad team bubble into like a full Big Three thing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So the Suns going 82-0 next year, right?
I think that's fair to say, based on what I've seen.
But for real?
I mean, as long as DeAndre Ayton doesn't get caught eating Chorus Eden or something.
The Suns gonna get Melo Ball and then they really gonna never lose because they went 8-0 in the bubble.
Melo's gonna be sick.
Melo is staying in Portland.
Melo Ball.
Oh, right. Oh, do you think Melo Ball gonna go to Phoenix?
Melo Ball is gonna be good.
No, I don't think he's going to Phoenix.
No,
is he a one? If he's a one, that's fine. You know, Rubio on his way out.
He'll go wherever the Warriors trade him, right? To get something.
Who has the number one pick?
Minnesota. And I heard Kat is leaving.
Who cares?
Because Because the Warriors should keep Wiseman and then just rock with him and then just go, you know. That's what they should do. I don't want them to, but if Cat's leaving, yeah. then the Wolves are taking Cat. Wiseman and everything's different.
Jimmy Butler showed who Cat was. Jimmy Butler got a whole bunch of people to go to the finals by listening to him.
That's fucking cold-blooded too.
Hey, Cat can have his redemption. I got punked. I've been punked on stage early in my stand-up timeline, and I recovered from that. He got punked by a real one.
Cat has this like CP3 quality, you know, with him where he's not. He's incredible, but he'll never win one. It just won't align. Like, you don't see him as like the perfect pairing, or he just like is too expensive to be your point guard when you can get like a guy who could play all five, like a LeBron or KD.
I think CP3's got more killer instinct, more like I want to win, than Cat has.
Yeah, okay. I'm saying Cat, that's like ceiling is CP3 status. And yeah.
CP3 back to the Clippers.
CP3 going to the Hall of Fame.
Get Blake Griffin back to the Clippers.
CP3 could help the Clippers, though.
Both of them.
Why not?
Bring the band back.
No, but honestly, trade PG to the Pistons straight up.
The Clippers need Vistevianos.
What's that?
The Clippers need V. Steviano to come back.
I don't remember who that is.
Oh, she was dating Donald Sterling, and then she leaked the tape.
Oh. Who else is she a shit on out there?
I follow her on Instagram.
The me, oh my.
What's her account like? Is she like me? Does she do like
first of all, she's been on the face shield for already like 5 years. You know what I'm saying? She's been ahead of the game as far as the face shield go. And her face shield's got like 10. They look like the Halo helmet. You know what I'm saying? Also, she a diehard Clippers fan still. Even though she got the whole team sold and everything, she still be rooting for the Clippers.
That is kind of hard. That's tough.
Oh, shit. Damn, they sold out. Have you guys been following this shit? Is it not going to work? This McDowell's brand?
No.
You know what I'm talking about, Rob?
Yeah.
You do know. Would they have like the Jordan socks and they came out with the Kobe wristbands?
Oh no, I thought you meant like just the hats like they weren't coming to America.
No, I think it's inspired by it. I'll text both of you it. Their stuff they try to make, they might make the Jordan thigh. Or no, the Jordan like calf sleeve, where it's like black with the red trim. It's pretty sick.
I don't need that to just be walking around and writing jokes and stuff. I mean, I'm pretty extreme as it is with the hooping shorts and the shoes and everything. Is if I start wearing sleeves,
I wear knee braces.
Start looking like T-Mac, like with the tights and stuff. That's gonna be crazy.
Yeah, I do big offensive lineman knee braces like Elena Deladon had.
Man, yeah, this is I think there's gonna be like an unofficial parade or something, right?
Zoom parade. We're on it right now.
Yeah, I about to say this is a parade right here.
Damn.
This is technically a parade. Shouts out to Parade Magazine and Parade Underwear. Yeah, when they gonna start letting some of the comedy dudes do the parade underwear ads? I'm ready to put some drawers on. I'm sick of seeing all the air. You know what I'm saying? Like, yeah. What the fuck, man?
Let me ask you guys about this. To me, this is the first time a LeBron or who else, there's an opportunity for an AD championship PE. Or, like, what are they going to wear at the parade that could be, like, in 10 years from now, the LeBron Lakers parade? Fives, you know, or something like that. What do you think they're gonna wear?
Oh, okay, so LeBron's gonna come out with some bronze that look like the hot dog cart,
like a doggy dog cart.
Yeah, it's gonna be the cart. Yeah,
they'd be like an onion tassel. dangling
yeah,
from the shoes.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? The tongue looked like little peppers. Like,
you get the Dodger Dog 18 highs that he wore in the parade.
Yeah, son. You're going to be right there. You're going to be right there with them shits.
They need to see the pair to Joey Chestnut.
Yeah, that's true.
Ooh.
Yeah, and Kobayashi.
Kobayashi's will go. Yeah, Kobayashi will go nuts. We need more Kobayashi gear.
Actually, Kobayashi should have got his own Kobe colorway.
Yeah.
That don't even make sense.
That does make sense.
And a black Mamba, you could do like the candy Mamba, but they're all black. And he eat all of them.
Are the Mamba jerseys available? Because that's what I need. I'll pay any amount of money for their jerseys.
They're sick, but I think the lowest you can pay is $450 or something like that.
Christ almighty.
I want a Mamba jersey, but I don't want the one that's got the like 24 on one side, 8 on the other side.
What do you like, want, 24?
I want a Rondo Mamba jersey.
Yeah.
Like playoff
Rondo. Just a straight 9.
Like a Kuzma, like Mamba jersey, like Caruso.
I was looking at fake Lonzo Ball Mamba jerseys.
Oh wow, he wore those, right?
I want a Mamba jersey. Somebody that played with Kobe, like a D'Angelo Russell Mamba jersey that I could jump up and down in.
then you jumping down on your bed,
and then you put the cutout of him with the straight face right behind you.
Yeah, I want a Swaggy P Mamba jersey.
Yeah,
I wouldn't mind that. I changed my mind on the pinstripe ones too, from last year. The purple ones.
You know what? And I went looking for the swing man because I said to myself, it's gonna happen. I'm gonna want that jersey, and.
You got the Filipino League. Oh, you have the Filipino League version of that jersey.
That shit is crazy. Did you see that, Rob?
What?
That Filipino Rec League Lakers jersey that my friend found?
No.
Eric DeDorian.
Eric DeDorian? Dude, it's a... Hold on, I'll go get it.
No, it's nuts. No, this thing is crazy. It looks like the purple pinstripe jersey from... LeBron's first year.
Wait, they don't wear those no more?
I think they do, but not really. They didn't wear them at all in the playoffs. I think they've been off them this season generally.
That's crazy. They normally
because it was the city edition last year.
Years. Oh wow!
They change the city joints every year now. They're riding the soccer train, and so it's that color, that font with the Hawks, the triangles inside. And then the Filipino Rec League logo. In
all right, but look at this. Rob's going to like this. You might like it too, Jamal. I just got this, and I got it for a good deal.
I probably will.
Ooh, okay.
That's the one.
Okay.
See, that's the one.
The Slam one. Rewind Slam.
Yeah, that's
the one from – this is right amidst the case. This is when he started wearing Jordans. This is right when he lost the Adidas deal.
Yeah, but these were sick. That, I remember
that one came out right before the one I got because I got the Nike joint
that's blue
when they started doing with the actual throwback colors. But that was the one that came out before that.
And people are going to want that blue one this season because they're going to get this because I hate the new Nike Swingmans now. Not much.
It's like a little weird. I don't like what they did with the back. They got those weird slits in the back.
Yeah, those weird slits. They fit as if they think everyone who's wearing it is ripped.
Yeah, it's for buff dudes. It's not for casual. They really got us in some on court.
I gotta like up to my sizes and throw them over a hoodie for them to be all right.
Crazy, but that's a jersey with the hoodie.
Jersey with the hoodie works.
You have to do subtle things. You have to do subtle things to remind people that you're an adult with your affairs in order. You're not like, you know what I'm saying? You know, like, because I feel like frat bros be doing that. Like, the same dudes who act crazy over the Travis Scott meal will go jersey with the hoodie.
I got a polo shirt that's a hood. Like, it's got a hood on it instead of a collar, and it's long sleeve. And it's, like, perfect to wear under a jersey. It's a perfect layering piece because it's, like, thin enough to wear in a jersey where you're not too hot, but at the same time, like, you know, because, like, sometimes
thin hoodie,
layer with the hoodie, and then the hood gets in the way. You know what I'm saying? The hood don't get in the way at all.
I never know what to do with my strings. Sometimes I'll tie my strings.
Oh, I'll do that.
Make it look like stately.
Yeah, I'll do like the shoelace tie. I saw someone doing that a while ago, and I've stuck to that.
Yeah, no, that's always my move. If I got strings, I'm a town.
Random side thing. Did you guys ever back in the day, would dudes like hoop in like cut off like sleeveless tees and then like shred up the sleeves? Like you ever seen somebody turn their joints into fringe? Remember when niggas would hoop in fringe? Yeah.
You had to be good to do that. I don't think I was ever good enough to go Randy Savage, because if you're not playing, like if you sit out a game, you look crazy.
Yeah, I mean,
you have to be on the court the whole time you're there.
You got to be running you got to be a dynasty. You know what I'm saying? You can't just take an L and then nobody pick you up, and now you just sitting on the side like, hey, you got next, and you got a whole fringe tee on. Like, that ain't gonna work.
Yeah, we used to do that shit. I cut a shirt like that where I would do one sleeve off, fringe on the other, and I wore it at the court I used to play in the summer, and I was that. I was bad. But then late summer rolled around and football season started, and I was just like a Samoan fast lineman, and it looked cool underneath my pads.
Well, see, pads, you can get away with some stuff like that. Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, no, the cutoff with the pads is like a cheat code in the summertime.
Yeah, oh yeah.
Because it's hot, you know what I'm saying? Sure, but you still need something to cover your shoulder, because you don't want to have naked shoulder on pad.
I did, because I liked those marks on my shoulders.
You weren't hitting nobody.
Yeah, because I was slim moving everybody.
Oh my God! One time, so we made the playoffs my senior year, and then I remember I used to rock. You know, I would cut off my shirts and then take the sleeve and then rock it on the head. You know what I'm saying? Like Dion and shit. You know what I'm saying? Just like a little extra, like cover for the helmets. And also, we had shitty helmets. Sometimes I feel like paint would be chipping off inside, so it would be nice to have little extra cover. And so I was doing this for a few weeks, and then the week leading up to the playoff game, everybody was like, yo, you know, let's get some, you know, we need a bunch of them. So then, you know, I hooked up a bunch of sleeve headbands for everybody. We rocked them, and then like gave up a touchdown as the clock ran out at the end of the first, and the coach was like, take them goddamn headbands off. Everybody get them shits off right now.
Wow. He ended your whole operation.
Ended my whole operation. I was about to be the dude making custom headbands. And we lost.
You was about to be the DC Don C, and then, you know.
Leaned on me.
Do you think LeBron wearing that karate headband could have lasted if they were allowed all the way up until now?
Man, what happened? Karate?
I think they said karate it was dangerous. Yeah, if we saw a karate bond in the bubble.
No, Westbrook started wearing it. Mm-hmm. It was fine when Montrezl.
Holiday started it.
When Westbrook started wearing it and started having the two braids in the front and all kind of crazy stuff, then they were like, Westbrook's having too much fun. It's over.
Ah, true. Okay, I see.
I thought it was Kyrie, and they're like, this looks like a movie. This is a Nike commercial that you're filming in-game with Kyrie wearing a headband and doing Bruce Lee shit to defenders.
I forgot about Kyrie, because Kyrie just had it on with the fro, and it was like, you're not even holding nothing back. Honestly, I've seen Rafael Nadal wear a joint like that for 20 years, and it hasn't been a safety hazard, it hasn't been an issue. You know what I'm saying? So I don't know why they won't let him do it. Like, I feel like some people look dope with it. Like, I'm trying to think. Was somebody on the Sixers, was it Tobias used to wear it?
Maybe, yeah.
He seems like
he had that thick headband for a minute. Yeah. Oh, Jimmy did one for a minute too, right?
Nah, it was TJ McConnell.
Jimmy did one. Yeah.
It was TJ McConnell, you know, TJ Leaf. Yeah.
The problem with it is that only one person deserves it.
Montrezl Harrell earned it. He could do it.
Right, right.
Why? Just because he screams the best?
It was function, it seemed like. You know?
If you got long dreads, you should be able to wear that.
Yeah.
Because you already got long dreads. So what? Like, how is that going to make it like less safe?
I guess you ain't wrong. You ain't wrong. Okay, so what's next? What's next? Final thoughts, gentlemen.
Yeah.
What is next for the future of NBA headwear? Karate bands are gone. What will be coming next? Are we just going to stick with Travis Scott braids? Is everybody going to start doing, you know, I don't know. Is legit Wayne dreads coming back? Are we going to start doing more different color dreads like Dwight? How his shit look like a Koopa Trooper, like Bowser.
You know that headband that they try to sell you in like ads, and it got the little part in the middle?
Yeah, the Ron Artest?
Like in Slam Magazine?
Yeah,
The D-band? You mean the D-band?
Yeah, the D-band. I feel like the NBA and the D-band gonna get together and make it happen so that you can have the D-band. If you want to thong your head, you can thong your head.
Jamal Crawford in the D-band ad is some of the funniest shit you'll ever see. He is clearly doing this against his will.
What I just imagined, bald Jimmy Butler. How scary would that be?
Bald Jimmy? Yeah. That's Lex Luthor. Yeah, that dude has kryptonite.
Bald, and they win every game to the finals.
It's the opposite of what he's got going now. Like baseball, no eyebrows, all bald.
Yeah. But he read about it that it will give his game an edge, and it does. So he becomes that.
I was thinking face bald with the hair still grown out.
That's weird too. That's like a chia pet, because like the chia pet, the eyebrows were the same color of the face, and then it was just the hair.
Yeah, that's pretty good. That's pretty good. All right. Who do the Lakers play in the finals next year?
The Heat.
Lakers Heat in reality.
Celtics are trash. We need to get rid of some pieces.
Lakers versus Hornets. Jordan suits up in game 7.
That'd be great.
Do you understand? I would throw up my whole insides if that happened. I don't think I could live through something like that.
And how, what side would you be like, I think he could do something if for one game.
That's it.
Okay. Here's a random one. Olympics next year. Does Bron play?
Hell no.
Yeah, he doesn't. Unless Bronny's on the team. Now, Bronny will still be too young.
Wow.
They wouldn't even let Melo on the team.
Yeah, Melo deserves a pass whenever he wants. He can play. He should be on the Olympic team in 30 years.
Yeah, let Melo catch up to Michael Phelps.
Yeah.
Okay. Yo, Melo versus Phelps. Yo, let Melo compete in the Iditarod.
Come on.
Wait, Dante Culpepper was on Survivor.
I mean, hey, that means everybody get second chances.
Yeah.
Dante Culpepper was on Survivor.
Yes.
Yeah.
When did this happen?
I think like maybe honestly, I'm not even saying this. Season 17 or something, some shit like that. My friend told me, and I looked it up, and it's real.
I heard from a comedian that used to do like black shows in Miami that sometimes they would give Trick Daddy and Dante Culpepper the mic, and they would heckle you while you were on stage.
That is a great show.
Yo, that sounds what? no!
Do you guys think you could survive that? Do you think you could have a real set?
It's not designed for you to survive. You're not gonna have more juice than they have in Miami.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm just giving them layups at that point. I'm throwing them lobs, and I'm not even attempting any material at all.
Yeah, I'd love to see it though. I mean, we all talk the Jamie Foxx Shaq thing. Or no, Emmett Smith. What was it? The Emmett Smith.
It was Emmett Everybody Smith. Everybody did. Gross. But Shaq was there.
That was incredible. Like, it's like, it feels like a show like that.
I got to get Wardell to talk about the time he did a Shaq comedy showcase in Baltimore.
Wow. How did he do? Yeah.
I mean, that'll be for the next episode. Stay tuned for part two.
Wow.
Yo, Jamel, appreciate you for having me, man. R.I.P. Kobe.
Yes, R.I.P. Kobe. R.I.P. Gianna, the entire Mamba Youth Academy squad. Shouts out to Norm Nixon. Everybody on the...
Michael Cooper with bad Wi-Fi. Get that guy Super Mesh. I just got it.
And James Worthy. Works. My personal favorite, James Worthy.
Come on, man.
Hey, Danny Green, I understand why you didn't have your headphones the other night. You was trying to bring that I don't got money for the bus intensity to the court.
He's going to be I a understand that tomorrow.
Yeah.
No,
best of luck to you up north. I hope to see all of you in the West Finals with Dame in some sort of new fourth LA team that they put together that Dame plays for.
Come on, man. It wasn't Kawhi. It was Danny Green. The proof is in the pudding.
We needed. That's all they needed.
Well, all right. Hey, CJ. Thanks for doing this, bro. You guys got anything you want? Any plugs? Any plugs? Anything? Any words?
Derek Fisher is going to be on my podcast on Tuesday.
Ooh. That's crazy. Please listen to the great.
Will you do my podcast this week?
What time? Because I have a job.
You tell me when you're free.
Showcase season 2 coming out.
Look at that. Airbus, we're bringing people together. Download Hazopedia on something. Pay full price for it. Don't stream it.
Yeah.
Pay for that shit entirely. And follow us at Airbus Pod on everything. If you need some dick trimmers, if you need to trim your pubes, use the code BUDS at manscaped.com. Chick Hearn, RIP. And we out.